Good morning, everybody, and welcome to ESSA's investment seminar. My name is Michael. It's my pleasure to host you this morning. If Theresa May was here, I would have started by saying top of the morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. But she's not, and we're not going to see any robotic dancing on stage. We are just South Africa, so you guys have heard the traditional South African greeting how many times, which is quite simply, hello, hello, can you hear my word? So I'm glad to hear you can at the back. By a show of hands, before we get going, how many of you floss? Just a quick, this is a quick survey, so flossers, all right? How many of you drink 8 glasses of water a day? Or try to at least? Okay. How many of you watch your egg intake for fear of raising your cholesterol? Oh, good. Okay. And how many of you are afraid to go outside with wet hair for fear of catching a cold? There's one. Really? Really? All four questions are on the same par. They're all old wives' tales. And I tell you that because that's what science says. For those of you that still floss, science shows that there is zero benefit to gum disease and cavities when it comes to flossing. So you can use that time far better in the mornings. Stop flossing, all right? 8 glasses of water a day was a misreading of guidelines in the 1950s. They said that we burn around 2,000 calories a day as human beings. You need to have taken a milliliter of water for every calorie we burn, which is 2,000 milliliters, 2 liters, or 8 glasses of water. What the guidelines also said is we get most of that in the food that we eat. Everyone ignored the second half of that and just said 8 glasses of water we need a drink. So you can put that bottle down and not sip on that thing the whole day. You don't need 8 glasses of water. It's not a harmful habit. It's just not a particularly helpful habit. Science today says you can drink to thirst. A healthy adult can drink to thirst. Or, since we have our first speaker here, you can drink to the color of Chardonnay in terms of your urine. Okay, so that's what you want to get, this light. And those of you that don't worry about eggs, I'm so glad to hear that they showed. In 2016, the American Medical Association scrapped their 40 years of restrictions on how many eggs you take for fear of raising your cholesterol. It turns out, doesn't matter how much cholesterol is in your diet, it has no impact on serum cholesterol. So you can eat as many eggs as you like. How cool is that? Why am I telling you that? Because the theme of this particular conference is what's ending. In fact, it's not. It's what's trending. What's ending? Ending is flossing and all. It's what's trending. And the whole idea behind what's trending in terms of investments and new technologies that can affect the investment landscape is what we're talking about today. But really what you want to learn and going to learn today, if I look at the speaker lineup, is how to learn, unlearn, and relearn. So what we thought we knew about flossing, we need to unlearn and relearn. And it's the same with investments today. So what's trending is really the theme. So welcome. I think give yourselves a round of applause. It's great to be here this morning. You're in for a very, very cool ride. I don't know if you know this, but we have an artificial pancreas that's controlled by a smartphone already in 2018, and we're still flossing. It's amazing. Speaking of our theme, hashtag what's trending, if you do want to tweet or sort of get onto social media, please do that. Hashtag what's trending is the hashtag. There's this great website where you can do all three, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. It's utwitface.com. Check that out. Very cool website. I do want to welcome a couple of people here today. Firstly, the members, first and foremost. Great that you've supported us and joining us this morning. Thank you, too, to our sponsors, Coronation, Prudential, and APSA for their contribution. Let's give them a round of applause. Today would not have been possible without those kinds of sponsorships. We have a couple of CFAs with us, which is great to have you too, and members of the press, which I think is also a rather outdated statement. Members of the media, it's great to have you with us as well. A little bit of housekeeping before I hand over to Andrew. Firstly, there are some emergency exits. Obviously, the two doors here, when you get out, hang left, and there's an emergency exit there. I doubt anything's going to happen, but you need to know that. If you have a mobile phone, we're going to ask you to turn them off, both of them. Google's Consumer Connected Survey came out in November last year, 1.4 phones per South African. So there are more phones in this country than there are people. And in fact, 60% of South Africans now use smartphones, which is great too, up from about 47% in 2014. So smartphones, man, getting smarter and thinner. South Africans, not so much. Smoking. There we go. Speaking of smart and smoking, if there are any smokers amongst us, outside to your right, and there's a little passage, it'll take you into the parking lot. And once you get into the parking lot, you'll find ashtrays way down to the left and to the right. They're really trying to get rid of you. If that is something you need to do, there's a great chance you're going to get a breath of fresh air, which is always wonderful. Remember having a lovely old lady that I was treating. She hadn't, chronic obstructive airway disease. And I remember putting my stethoscope on her chest and said, big breaths. And she looked at me and she said, oh, my boy, they were once upon a time, which was just horrible. So the thought, you talk about imagining your audience naked, that just doesn't work for me, man. Not, you know. And bathrooms, yeah, I think we know where those are, to the left and to the right. I think that's pretty standard. You've got two lovely gifts on your table. You've got a tree and a tube. Take a look at that. This is a waterbessie boom. If you are from Cape Town and have joined us for this particular seminar, don't take that back to Cape Town. It's a water-loving tree, so please don't plant it in the Cape. We don't need more of those. But if you are upcountry, do yourself a favor, plant it. It can grow to around 50 meters. The berries are used for an alcoholic drink. They can also be used to treat tuberculosis, which most South Africans have. So kind of a cool tree to plant in your garden. And obviously coronation bags are there as well. They're not made of plastic and they are free, which is fantastic. I mean, remember the good old days when we paid for condoms and plastic packets were free? Now that's all changed. It's going to change again with non-plastic bags, which is really great. I can't believe I've gotten way off track. Let me get back on track and hand you over to your host for the day, who will do the official welcome. Andrew Davison is the Deputy Chairman of the Asset Investment Committee. He's Head of Advice at Old Mutual Corporate Consultants, a regular speaker on retirement and investment matters. And I say chairman proudly, not because of the gender issues around that, but people misunderstand chairman, chairperson. There's no such thing as chairperson. Chairman comes from the Latin chair, to control, and man, manipulate, or manus, to manipulate the chair. So it's he who manipulates the chair. That's why it's chairman. So if anyone ever says chairperson, just roll your eyes and think they know nothing. So our deputy chairman, Andrew Davison, why don't you give him a round of applause to do the official welcome.
Thank you for attending. Just on behalf of the Investments Committee of the Actuarial Society, I'd like to welcome you all here to our annual investment seminar. Just a quick note on the Investments Committee. We are a committee that advises counsel of the Actuarial Society, as well as informing members about matters of interest to investment actuaries in South Africa. We also have certain key stakeholders that we deal with. So the CFA Society of South Africa is one of those. The Association of Savings and Investment South Africa is another. The JSE. So we work quite closely with those societies to further our interests as investment actuaries. We also have National Treasury and other regulators that we deal with in terms of presenting our views on draft legislation and the like. So that's another important function that we fulfill. And then we also serve members by hosting events such as this for CPD purposes. We also are involved in the education efforts of the society, particularly obviously as it relates to the investment subject. And then we also have investment research and trying to promote that. And the final thing is, at the broader public, we actually also publish articles to try to further the perception of investment actuaries in South Africa. In terms of the bottom right of the screen there is actually our microsite. So that is a site that we have set up as a committee, and it's full of a lot of articles, publications, and material that we think is of interest to investment actuaries. So I'd encourage you to visit our site. We do have a few hundred actuaries that are regular visitors to the site. It's got a lot of information there. So if you're looking for stuff that is of relevance to investment actuaries, we think that we've got quite a lot of useful stuff there. Most of the sessions of today will also be available on the microsite. So if you do want to access particular aspects of what we talked about today, you can also access it there. As you know, investments is a topic that is colored by lots of different perspectives, philosophies, views. So we'd really like this session to be an interactive one. So please feel free to ask questions, and we encourage you to participate throughout the day so that we can get a meaningful interactive discussion. So with that, thank you very much.